Yes, sir. Another episode coming straight to you from the Missing Media You Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you living in. You just have a good one, okay? This episode is going to be about what went down at the workplace a couple of days ago. A lot of stuff went down at the workplace, okay? People think it go down in the DM. Nuh-uh. It went down in the workplace in a major way. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, I was just minding my own business, taking care of myself, me, myself, and I, okay? And through my peripheral, okay? Now, I know a lot of people that's listening to this episode, okay, right now is saying to themselves, what in the hell is a peripheral? And you're going to have a select few, that think a peripheral is an automobile, okay? You got people, grown-ass people, right now going, that fool is in a peripheral? Them damn cars ain't supposed to come out until 2021. How the hell he get a motherfucking peripheral? He is rolling in a peripheral. A peripheral is your side vision, fool. It's your side vision, okay? So, through my left peripheral, I saw a blur, okay? I saw a large blur, okay? And it got my attention, okay? So I put both of my naked eyeballs onto this blur, and this blur got a little bit clearer. It was one of my former employees whisked away in handcuffs. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They had them steel bracelets on her. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They had them silver cuffs on her, that strong steel, cold steel. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They escorted her out the building pronto. They had her up out of there. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They whisk her out of there so goddamn fast to made your head spin. Jesus Christ. They whisk her up out of there so goddamn fast. Hell, a strong breeze done hit my backside. I'm like, Jesus. Who in the hell left the goddamn window open? Don't you realize it's the middle of winter? Them windows should be shut. Closed casket. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They pushed her up out of that building so goddamn fast when they got her through the squad car. They wanted to put her head down because they didn't want her to catch a concussion as they pushed her in that back seat. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That lonely seat in the squad car. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's the seat where you revisit and rethink and recalculate how in the hell what turn did you make to get your ass in the back of this squad car. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Jesus Christ. They got her out of there quick, fast, and in a hurry. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, me and the other co-workers, we just gathered around and huddled up, okay? We're trying to figure out what the hell done went down. What the hell we just saw and what we just witnessed. Fuck LeBron James witnesses. We were trying to figure out what the hell we witnessed just a couple of minutes ago. Now, you know when something's very, very juicy, it ain't going to be stayed hidden no more, okay? And we finally figured out why in hell she got whisked away and drove off into the sunset in the backseat of a squad car, okay? Now, apparently, and we're not going to use her name. We're not going to use her name publicly, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to give her a nickname. And I came up with the proper and perfect nickname for her, okay? We're gonna call her Sticky Fingers, if you know what I mean. We're gonna call her Elmo Glue, if you know what I mean. We're gonna call her Crazy Glue, if you know what I mean. Hell, don't take that long for something to get sticky in her hands. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Jesus Christ. Now, apparently, okay, she stole $4,000 from the workplace, okay? Jesus Christ. Let's think about that for a second. $4,000 at the workplace, okay? Now, there's a lot of things that can get you fired from your job. But if you want to get fired real fast and real quick, you're going to do one of these two activities. You're not going to be there long enough to do both of these activities. You can just do one or the other. And that is stealing time and stealing money. Stealing money or stealing time. Okay, you do one of them goddamn activities, you are good as gone. Okay, now, they said that she stole $4,000. $4,000 from the establishment. Okay, now, here's where it gets kind of puzzling. Okay, when's enough is enough. Okay, you mean tell me you're so blind with greediness that you just couldn't stop at a certain number, at a certain limit? Okay, this supposed to be a one and done operation, okay? A one and done, okay? Hit it and quit it, okay? That's what that's supposed to happen. That's what that's supposed to go down as. Supposed to be a one and done, okay? So, you mean to tell me you couldn't stop at $100 or $500 or maybe $1,000, okay? You mean to tell me that you just kept on doing it? Just kept on going. Just kept going and going and going and going, okay? And they said that if they would have just let her do it for a couple of more months, she would have stole even more money. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the hell we got going on here? We got a kleptomaniac, don't we? Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Now, here's where the conversation kind of went off the rails, okay? The conversation went awry, okay? It unwound a little bit, okay? But you know how I am. I just get it right back into where it's supposed to be. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, one of my coworkers said, well, damn, she was doing all that? Jesus, wow. She's smart. She's a genius. I looked her square dead in the eye and I said, what made you ponder that type of questioning and deliberation? You mean tell me you call that being a genius? Okay, first of all, let's run this back a little bit. First of all, she's stealing money from her own goddamn number, okay? Fuck a sleep number. She's stealing money from her own goddamn number, okay? So they keeping record and tattling how many times you keep opening up that drawer to steal money. And to make matters even worse, she's stealing money in front of the security camera, okay? She's looking at the security camera as she's taking the money, okay? She could have took a picture, okay? She could have took a selfie, okay? So you mean tell me you're stealing money in front of the security camera, not to mention the four other security cameras above you, and on top of that, the two hidden cameras. They had her live and direct. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They had her on every feed. Every feed? Every feed. They had her on this. They had her on Comcast. They had her on DirecTV, iHeart. They had her on Instagram. They had her on NBC, ABC, Fox News, ESPN, the WB, the WC, whatever you call that shit. They had her on every major live feed, okay? So they already got you putting your number in and pocketing money and putting it in your back pocket. Every time you kept opening up that register, you just kept taking money that was not yours and putting it in your hip pocket, okay? You can't even claim that money, okay? You don't have a receipt, a document, or paper that indicates that that money is your money, okay? So, you just kept opening up the drawer and pocketing money and putting it in your back pocket. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, Jesus Christ. There is no excuse on this God-fearing, loving earth, okay, where you can tell your boss, your formal boss, or the security team, or even the police officer on why you took the money, okay? There is no excuse on this planet that you can use to get you out of to get yourself out of that sticky situation, sticky fingers. Have you ever thought about that, huh? Have you ever figured that out about that, huh? There is no excuse that you could have used to get yourself out of that situation, Jesus Christ. It's, you know, it's bad enough that you lose your job, but it's even worse that you lose your job on this type of year, okay? This ain't, it ain't the most wonderful time of the year. It's the holidays, okay? So you losing your job and Thanksgiving is just around the corner, okay? And then a month from that is Christmas. It's Christmas time, okay? So you losing your job at the wrong opportunity and at the wrong goddamn time, okay? So you losing your job in the holidays, all right? How in the hell you gonna find another job in these times, okay? It's bad enough that you lost your job on the holidays. It's another thing entirely, okay? When you put in the application, you can't even put, when they say experience and references, you can't even put this job's name on that application, because you know why? Because they're going to call them and say, well, what do you think about Sticky Fingers? How good of an employee was Sticky Fingers at your establishment? Well, let's just count the ways, okay? Well, she lost her job just a couple of weeks ago. We had to let her go because she stole $4,000 from us, okay? And she just did it on her own number, okay? We were looking at her through the camera lens, okay? She looking at us, we looking at her. We waved at her, she waved at us, okay? We don't know. I don't know if you should hire her because she has a hard time of keeping money out of her back pocket, or she is just that goddamn stupid. She's an imbecile, okay? She saw us watching her take the money and placing it in her back pocket, okay? Jesus Christ, wrong motherfucking time to be trying to do something. You're too greedy. See, that's what's going on with the world today. Everybody is too greedy. Everybody just don't know when to quit. Everybody just don't know when enough is enough, okay? And everybody don't realize every activity is a one and done, particularly when you are stealing, okay? So now she's got to find a new job, okay? And I got a couple of places where Sticky Fingers could possibly land another job, okay? Maybe see if Chili's is hiring. Have you ever thought about that, sweetie? Huh? Maybe Chili's is hiring, okay? Or Applebee's, okay? Or Starbucks, okay? Or maybe Ross, okay? Maybe go to Ross, okay? Or maybe go to Shoe Carnival. Have you ever thought about that? You could be a shoe seller, a shoe representative at Shoe Carnival. Have you ever thought about that? Or maybe work at IHOP, okay? Maybe work there. They need help. They need help in a major way, okay? I went to IHOP a couple of days ago and got my dinner a tad late, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, self, if she was there, I possibly could have gotten my dinner a lot sooner and gotten a discount for it, okay? Have you ever thought about that, okay? So there are places, okay, that still need some people that want to work there, okay? But here's a suggestion. You don't have to take this, okay? You don't have to take this suggestion. It is your choice, okay? But whatever job you decide on trying to apply for, you better leave some details out, like your last place of employment, okay? You're going to have a huge block, okay? I would love to be in the deliberation stages in your first interview when they say, well, Jesus, ma'am, from 2018 to 2000, you didn't even do nothing, okay? What was you doing? It seems like there's a huge block there. Well, I was just a stay-at-home mom. But you don't have any kids. Oh, yeah, that is right. I don't have any kids. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, these people, boy, I don't know why these people be trying to try these establishments. Oh, Lord, they got cameras all over the place and people still trying to do something, okay? Jesus Christ. Well, that's all I got for today. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe, favor, applaud this podcast. Don't forget to support the podcast on Google and Apple as well. It's your boy. And I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.